listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
The testimonials appearing in this podcast reflect individual experiences and individual results may vary. Cardinal Health does not claim, nor should the listener assume, that any individual experience recounted in this podcast is representative of what another consumer may experience.
The Cardinal Health Counter Talk podcast, in collaboration with Pharmacy Podcast Network, is for independent pharmacists to learn about the state of the industry, innovative services and solutions, and the future of pharmacy. Join me, your host, Jason Calori, for conversations with pharmacists, Cardinal Health leaders, and industry experts, sharing best practices, discussing industry trends, and showcasing Cardinal Health products and services. You can subscribe to the Cardinal Health Counter Talk podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Cardinal Health Counter Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Calori, and today we are talking about a topic that, given the financial pressure being put on pharmacies today, it's very important, and that's inventory. Inventory health can mean financial stability, and to talk about it, I am joined by two very special guests, pharmacist Brandon Weber from Mexico, Missouri. He helps run Jackson Street Drug and Weber Pharmacy, and also Amelia Arnold, a pharmacist from an 8-store chain called Community Pharmacies in Augusta, Maine. Welcome to the show, Brandon and Amelia.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, guys. So, Amelia, I'll start with you, and Brandon, you could chime in right after here. How were you guys ordering and managing inventory before you had a service like Sim?
So before we used Sim, and we've been on Sim for over 10 years now, we did the old way of ordering, which was that when you emptied a bottle, you ordered a new one. And if you had something during the day you didn't have, you added it to your order. So just pharmacy staff walking over to that computer that was dedicated to ordering and keying in whatever they were either emptying or thought they needed for the next day.
We used to do that and have the giant scratch pads that the drug reps would leave behind. And we'd, you know, take the stickers off the bottle and throw them on the scratch pads. And then I guess we graduated to using our pharmacy management software's kind of perpetual inventory, you know, manually setting on hands and moving files around, and then moved over to Sim.
Yeah, for those of you listening, Sim is our Cardinal Health inventory management system, and which has been helping pharmacies really try to get everything in check as far as their inventory goes. As the day goes on, as the week goes on, the months, everything kind of gets refreshed automatically. I think it's a big help. And, you know, talking to pharmacists that have been using this, have been using Sim has been, you know, so far pretty positive. What were some of the biggest pain points, though, that you guys had before you started using Sim?
So, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest issue when we were using our pharmacy management software is inventory management. Was just having to set our own on hands and trying to keep up with those. And as you know, we got subbed a different NDC, but within the same GPI class or level, you know, we'd have to go turn one off and turn one on and reassign those on hands. Or, you know, one of the great things about Sim is during cold and flu season, you know, your Tamiflu and your Z-Packs increase as you use them and they decrease in the summer. Whereas the old system, we'd have to say, oh no, we want to keep 12 of those now instead of two or whatever the number might be. So I think those were the big things, are just all the manual adjustments we had to make before.
What about you, Amelia?
I think for us, it was that, especially with the more expensive items, we could try to get those in stock before someone needed it, but also not carry it all the time on the shelf was really challenging. And then you would have a lot of, if someone forgot to order something, you would be out, or if you ordered something, you know, someone might think you actually needed more than you did. So it was really just a gut feeling going with things and no like data behind what you actually needed to stock.
Yeah, there was no data to kind of help you figure out that demand, which is, you know, what Sim does, kind of giving you those predetermined quantities based on demand, which is kind of nice. But what inventory systems did you guys explore, you know, before that? Were there any that you were looking at? And you know, I'm just curious if there was anything else out there that you guys were possibly looking at before you decided to use Sim from Cardinal Health. Brandon, why don't you go?
No. We went straight from our pharmacy management software to Sim. And you know, have always had a good relationship with Cardinal. I've had a really good medicine shop rep through the years. So that was kind of our first and only stop.
We explored using our pharmacy software to set order points, but it really just did not work out well. It was still so much work, like Brandon alluded to, that we didn't really find the time savings or the cost savings there. So we didn't really look anywhere else before we went to Sim. It was something Cardinal presented to us. And at the time, we were struggling to manage the inventory for all of the locations from a central point because we wouldn't know what was on the shelf or why they would need to order what they needed to order. So we really didn't look anywhere else. We just really started with Sim.
All right. Well, Amelia, I'll stay with you here. When you decided to go with Sim, what was that implementation like? I think everybody has their different stories or, you know, sometimes different pain points of, you know, when you bring a new solution into the pharmacy. So far I've heard, you know, nothing but positive things about onboarding and beginning using Sim in your pharmacy. What was your experience like?
So again, this was over a decade ago that we went with Sim, and it was a little painful. The first step was just to get accurate on-hand counts for everything you had, and that was not something that we had at that point. So it was an investment of staff time to get there. But after we got there, the data transition was smooth. It just really takes some time training your staff to trust the system. Was one of the biggest things we had to overcome, is that they wouldn't believe they were going to have enough, or they thought they didn't need something that they really did. We had one location that actually insisted they had this fast mover shelf that they just could not part with. And when we ran the data from Sim, you know, half of the things on their fast mover shelves weren't actually fast movers anymore. And half of the things that were fast movers weren't there, and they were in the back of the pharmacy. So really just getting that data and getting the staff to buy into it was the point we had to roll out in all of our locations. So we just did one every couple of weeks. That way we didn't overwhelm anyone and were able to handle it that way.
Oh, wow. What about you, Brandon? How was your experience?
Honestly, it was pretty good. We had a few Cardinal people that came out to help us do the inventory. I guess our front end person came out at that point, as did our Sim person and our pharmacy business consultant. So we had a few people that came out over a weekend in addition to our staff that helped do the counts and get them all in Sim. As far as that part goes, no issue. We did have one of our pharmacies, we had a pharmacist who was pretty hands-on with inventory, I guess would be a good way of saying it. Mm-hmm. And so she, as Amelia kind of talked about, she had a tougher time letting go of some of the control and trusting the system. And that was a little bit of a process, but I think we're all there now and understand the system works. So I think we're in good shape.
Yeah, that is actually something we hear all the time about, you know, the giving up of control. I think you're so used to doing certain things in the pharmacy that, you know, it's like you're bringing, you know, a certain solution to maybe help you, but still kind of giving up that control could be a little bit of a scary thing. But what about now? How has the solution in Sim kind of helped the staff now? How do they feel about it? What's been kind of the evolution?
I feel like my staff would be lost without it now. It would be a real adjustment to have to go back to think about ordering. Our 8 locations all do handle it just a little differently. There are some kind of personalizations you can put on how you might want to handle an O or how you want to set your items that are kind of call to order for customers. So they all have their own little touch on it, but they would be lost having to do that. We actually, with the Change Healthcare cyber attack, had some issues with our Sim during the switches that were having problems with transitioning. And everyone really came to realize exactly how much they relied on Sim to do the inventory work for them. And just, they were not used to having to think about what that perpetual inventory would look like and, you know, how much time they'd have to spend actually thinking about stocking medications. Wow. So that was a little eye-opening experience for us recently.
Wow. What about you, Brandon?
Yeah, same. You know, I don't think we could... I mean, we could do it without it, but it'd be a whole lot more work. I think we all have come to appreciate the solution at this point. You know, we still have maybe some issues with, you know, a lot of adjustments in there, min-max overrides, or maybe I'm getting too in the weeds for this podcast, but some of the personalizations you can make, we maybe have a few too many of those sometimes that we got to work back out of the system. But yeah, I think everybody really appreciates it. Yeah, there are a few things we don't track through there. Like, I know we could, but we don't do, you know, some of our test strips or pen needles. And those are, even though they're small things, those are things that we seem to run out of because they're not in SIM and we forget that. So it's a solution that we definitely use and appreciate.
Well, since we, you know, touched on, you know, Brandon, your employees maybe, you know, being a little bit tough to give up control here. I mean, you know, question for the both of you, now that you've been using SIM for so long now, what advice would you have for a pharmacy manager or owner who may be nervous to implement this type of technology, or who might have staff that's, you know, maybe hesitant, you know, to change up, you know, how you do things, especially inventory wise?
I think from an owner manager perspective, you know, the biggest thing is your cash in your pharmacy is either in your bank account or on your shelf for the most part, 99% of it. So with the way reimbursements are and the way the industry is, it, you know, the biggest thing is just, it's a way to manage your cash flow and manage your cash. And so I think that's, at least in my opinion, the biggest selling point to, you know, the people that are worried about the financial health. And then as far as staff down the line, it's making their life easier. You know, as Amelia said earlier, it's not walking the shelves, it's not grabbing bottles, it's not peeling stickers, it's making their lives easier. Those are the two biggest selling points to me for anybody that's maybe nervous or worried about it.
How about you, Amelia?
I completely agree with the cash flow piece of it. We have come to be able to, you know, our inventory turns are over 20 now, and that's really without a lot of pain point or outs, just because we're so able to manage when items are coming in and when we need them. I'd also add, from a multi-site location perspective, or maybe an owner that's not always on site for their location, is that you know what's being ordered every night. You can log in, you know, just using internet to check out orders, to see what you're spending. So that's invaluable. I know what my pharmacies have on the shelves, which is really something that I think we'd have a hard time losing that. So I know mm-hmm. who has what medications. I know, you know, what's coming in, what's being sent back. It's just a really easy place. I spend, you know, plenty of time every single day in there just looking around, seeing what's going on, and I can really gauge what's happening in our locations when some of those locations are 2 hours away. So it would take, you know, a lot of my time to go down and check their shelves for what was going on. I can do it all right from my office.
So Amelia, you have 8 stores in your chain, and is it, you know, were you with community pharmacies as you were acquiring more, or when you kind of started with them, they already had their 8?
They varied in size through the time that I've been here. So I've been here for almost 14 years, and okay. Just depending on market conditions and different locations have come and gone through the years. You know, we've opened new stores and we immediately put them on SIM. When we've sold stores, we had the data knowing sort of what our inventory was historically and how to manage that and our purchases very easily. So it is a one-stop shop for everything inventory and cash flow wise.
Yeah. So when you're acquiring those new pharmacies or changing things up, you get them enrolled, you had them get enrolled on SIM right away. Is that pretty much what you did?
Yes, absolutely.
So when you're talking about multiple pharmacies, you know, SIM has a very comprehensive, like you said, the workflow and everything that's involved in it that kind of helps the pharmacist with their inventory and that cash flow that you guys keep mentioning, which is so important. How does it help you oversee inventory over multiple locations? Because, you know, I'm thinking, man, just one location, one pharmacy doing a bunch of inventory. How does it look from a multiple location side?
So we use it to our advantage in that there actually is a built-in report for our group that we can see what slow movers in one location could be used for fast movers in another. You know, you can run that report. And so whenever we're doing store visits, we're able to know, oh, you know, I could pick this up in this store, bring it to this store because they're going to use it. If there's outs and back orders, which we know that's really increased in the past several years, we can know if someone has some in stock if we need to complete a prescription in another location. So that's invaluable, being able to see all of that mm-hmm. within SIM.
Yeah, Brennan, from your standpoint, what features really stand out on SIM that really kind of help you manage and oversee inventory across, you know, 2 locations that you have? And, you know, what does that look like from a software standpoint? What are some of the favorite features that SIM has that you enjoy?
Yeah, and so you know, we've got two locations now. We've had up to three, all on STEM at the same time, and so some of those same features that Amelia was talking about with, you know, knowing what inventory is at one place. Actually, there's an inventory transfer feature where we were all in the same town. The two still are in the same town. So we'll call the other store and say, hey, can we, you know, get 30 pills of this? You put the inventory transfer in SIM, you accept it, and then your inventories are correct at both locations. So there's no manual adjustments after the factory memory. No, I need to take 30 out or add 30 in. So that's really handy. And then just as far as features, you know, I think there's a hopefully healthy sibling rivalry between our two pharmacies, and having that dashboard right in the middle of Order Express and SIM with turns on there has really been, from a management perspective, a nice change, because then, oh, what are your turns? Or what are your turns? Oh, well, I'll get our turns better than your turns. And that's, everybody wins in that competition. Hopefully we're not going to the extreme where patients aren't having anything, but you know, hopefully we're getting right up to that where we're really maximizing those terms in a, or turns, excuse me, in a friendly competition way.
Yeah, I love that. A friendly competition could definitely help in some ways.
I'll say we also have an inventory guru at one of our locations, and he tends to kind of do the same thing to be like, well, did you see that they have this many of this in stock? And, you know, it was, you can look and see, you know, how many vaccines other locations are giving. And so I would say that there is that friendly rivalry amongst staff. And again, also helpful if they know they need something or they have a partial bottle they want to complete, they can go in and see if they can get that on their own as well.
Oh man, maybe we should make this like a countrywide competition. who could do the best turn? Everybody that uses SIM, that could be amazing. We might have to think about that. Besides all the competitions that you guys seem to be having your pharmacies, which is awesome, what are some of the key inventory metrics that your staff is looking at and that you monitor and watch for? Is it just replacements as you mentioned, you know, certain stocks and items? Are you looking for new items? What are some of those key metrics that stand out that you guys are looking at all the time?
Yeah, I think for us, turns is the biggest. And then we get an email once a week from the SIM team, and that shows sales to purchases just in whole dollar amounts. And so that's kind of nice too, just to make sure we're, you know, hopefully your sales outpace your purchases, but that's not always realistic, but hopefully, you know, we're somewhere in line there and not getting too out of whack.
I'd say the same, the number one thing we look at is turns. Some other mm-hmm. metrics that I tend to look at for the eight locations would be their excess inventory. So that's a report of items that they think you can return that you won't use in the next 90 days. So that's also nice. Maybe you had someone on a drug and they were refilling it consistently and then they stopped for some reason and it's on the shelf. So basically that report will let you know like, hey, you should probably send this back while you can still get full credit for it. So, and then just like he said, you know, Brandon said, we look at sales versus purchases to make sure our inventory is not growing. You know, some growth during the week or, you know, several weeks is normal, but is that then coming down or the returns being done is also in that report. So what those returns look like. So there's a lot of information in there you can grab.
So I think both of you mentioned earlier that, you know, SIM is in a lot of ways helped save you time and money. Is that accurate?
100%. Yeah,
absolutely. And I would say not just saving time and money, but utilizing money more efficiently that you have as well.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. So besides that, what additional advice would you give, you know, someone maybe struggling financially, another pharmacist, a colleague who might be, you know, struggling with their not only their finances, but their inventory management as well, maybe nervous about the additional cost of adding SIM to their workflow? You know, we talked about a lot of different, you know, pain points that SIM helped you guys with. What advice would you give them?
I think I would drive home what we've talked about already today, which is just that it gives you the information. So it's a smart system in that mm-hmm. as you're dispensing or not dispensing something, it's raising your limits or lowering your limits. It's going to have you keep more of the items you dispense often in stock and fewer of the items that you don't dispense as often in stock. So it just takes the emotion out of managing an inventory too. It gives you straight data and you need to understand where the data is coming from so you understand why those limits are being set. but it takes that emotional piece out of what you're stocking and how much you're stocking and tells you really the smart information behind it.
Amelia, Brandon, before you go, Amelia, can you just dive a little bit deeper into that real quick? Because I think that's important. When you talk about the emotional piece of it, what exactly do you mean by that?
I'd love to keep every item that we've ever dispensed for someone in stock. That way, when they call me, we have it, right? We know that we would be able to fill every prescription without ever having to say, we need to order that, we owe you. But that's not realistic in these days. Mm-hmm. So Sim lets you know what you need to keep in stock. It stocks your high movers enough that you should, in theory, never run out. And I would say that, pretty consistently, we don't run out of our fast movers, but our slower drugs, we've had cases where we're always ordering, we're always running out of maybe a Trulicity and we have two patients on it and they just happen to get it filled, on the same day. But Sim knows that's not a fast mover, so we shouldn't keep two or three boxes in stock. So it just takes that piece of it out that you can use the data to make sure you're having the right things in stock. And if you feel like you really need, during cough and cold season, we could override and put more on the shelf or take more away as soon as summer hits. But it really lets you take that piece of having to think about and make the tough choices. It helps you make the choices.
Wow, interesting. Thanks for sharing that. I'm like, emotions tied to your inventory. But when you explain it how you did, it totally makes sense. Brandon, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the same. We talked earlier about, your cash has to be more or less in one or two places. So inventory is a huge part of that. And I think one of the most important parts for somebody that's maybe struggling financially is just knowing for sure what your inventory is. Before we had Sim, we'd hire in the company to come and do the physical inventory once a year around year end. And otherwise, we thought we knew pretty well what it was, but we didn't know for sure. So now, now we're confident we know what that number is. And so just knowing that number and knowing how we can increase or decrease that number to help us financially is a huge part of it. I think Amelia made a really good point with, taking the emotion out of it. There seems like there are 50 different GLP-1s now between different brands and strengths. And not only do we not have big enough fridges to hold all those, but it's just money-wise, we can't realistically do it. So knowing which ones you need to have in stock every day and which ones that, maybe you can have once a week or once a month, and not just using GLP-1s as an example, but, there are all kinds of expensive drugs that you can look at and say, we only need that once a month, and you don't have it on your shelf eating up your cash the other 29 days out of 30.
Yeah, so I have one more question for each of you, and this is something I always like to ask our pharmacists when they come on. Amelia, I'll kind of throw it to you here. Can you give me a specific patient story that you may have, a patient or family that you were able to help out, and maybe, Sim was able to kind of help you help them in a certain way?
I would say for us that probably it's not just one person per patients. It's several different patients that maybe are on Humira or on Enbrel and they're expensive and we just aren't in a position to keep a $6,000 or $7,000 drug in stock. But what we can do is that we can order it in and we would want that to come in maybe on a Friday morning. That way, when they go to call us on Saturday, we have it. We know we're ready because they're due and they didn't have to remember to call us. So I'd say that's just really that the type of patient that we have succeeded with the Sim is that those that you can't keep in stock all the time, but you can order when they're due. That way your patient's never going without.
Yeah. So again, it's about optimizing that pharmacy and that predictability that Sim has that really can, that helps you and your patients.
Yes, absolutely.
Brandon, what about from you, from your side? Do you have any patient stories that may have, Sim has helped with?
No, I mean, I'm not going to be terribly exciting here, but as soon as you asked the question, I thought the same thing that she did. we get those people that transfer from one of the big box stores and say, they never have my drug in stock. I'm so sick of it, going days without it. I'm going to transfer here and you'll keep it in stock, right? And we say, sure. And we do when they need it, but we don't, keep it the other 25 days of the month. So the same thing, knowing that fill history, getting that fill history, putting in those hold dates in Sim, and we've got the drug when they need it. It's not eating up our cash the rest of the time, but they're certainly satisfied with us more so than the big box stores, because we have that drug when they need it and they're not going a weekend without it or a week without it.
That's exactly right. Is we hear that all the time of, I'm sick of waiting. They never have it in stock. I don't want to wait 4 days. Just tell me you'll have this when I need it. And you want to say yes to the patient because that's what you're known for, is taking care of them. But it's a little nervous that you think like, oh, am I really going to be able to have that in stock every time they need it? But Sim absolutely gives you that tool to maximize the way to have it in stock without having money sitting in your pharmacy not being used.
Wow, that's really appreciative insight. I think, you know, when you hear about all these stories sometimes, I think the one that really surprised me in this conversation was kind of the emotional tie to inventory and how it can kind of permeate to your customers as well. And it looks like Sim has definitely kind of helped you guys with that. So I do want to say thanks to Emilian Brannon for joining us on the show, making sure everyone has the opportunity to hear about Sim and how it can help your cash flow, your inventory, and of course, ultimately all your patients. So to all of you listening, thanks for subscribing to the Cardinal Health Countertalk podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe and download the Cardinal Health Countertalk podcast wherever you get your podcasts. See you on the next episode. Take care, everyone, and we'll see you soon.